You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And listen, it wasn't the prettiest, but here's what I'll say. When there is a game where things are not necessarily going in your direction, you're a little bit more conservative than you want to be, this still defeats any feeling that we had last week coming off that Green Bay game. Like, this was a solid victory, whether it was pretty, whether Justin could have thrown the ball some more, whether Darnell Mooney could have had more passing yardage, your fantasy team could have won. All that stuff is fine. And there's a lot of things that we can unpack, and we will unpack over the next couple of days. But listen, it's a victory Sunday. We're having a good time. We're at Rip Beer Company in Southern California in Huntington Beach. And Sammy, let's waste no time. Let's start the show.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. The Sick Podcast. With Adam Ray.
Trying to cut it back. Justin Fields making magic happen.
The Sickest Chicago Bears and Fantasy Football Podcast, brought to you by Underdog Fantasy and Air Pura.
Sports entertainment like no other. It's gonna be sick.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Victory Sunday, and what a great game it was. And again, listen, we're looking for development. We're looking for big moments. And I know a lot of you, listen, I'm on Twitter. I understand what a lot of you are saying. The end of the first half, not necessarily ideal. I would have liked to have seen a timeout at the end of the first half and maybe drop one play to see what you can do. Maybe perhaps advance the ball, get in a field goal range, get that extra score. But at the same time, we've got a defensive-minded coach. He's going to be a little bit more conservative. And when your defense is playing as well as it is, and you look at everything that's been going on in the game, it's fine. It's not. Listen, we're the guy in the – there was a picture of the guy in the stands holding his head. What are we doing? Like, this is – what did you expect from the Bears this season? Okay, a plucky team that is out there. They're scrapping. They're fighting. They're in an even matchup. And, listen, the Houston Texans, we talked about this all week. This was not going to be an easy game. I know a lot of people look at the Houston Texans and think layup. This was not going to be an easy game. Lovie Smith is a good NFL head coach. He had his team prepared. He had them ready to go. But at the same time, I understand the philosophy of Matt Eberflus in that moment of, look, let's just take – there's no reason to go out there and kill yourself. There's no reason to go out there and give up a pick six. By the way, you can look at what Houston did at the end of the game. Perhaps if Lovie Smith would have been a little bit more conservative – at the end of that game, like, we can see. So for anybody who is upset by the way the first half ended, like, what are you doing here? I don't know. Look at what Lovie Smith did at the end of the game. Literally gave it away by having his quarterback out there taking a risky throw in a situation where you're probably not going to tie the game. You might get lucky and make a big gainer. But at the same time, why not take a chance? Why not take an opportunity? We saw. So you saw what happened. But let's talk about that. Okay, first of all, at some point, we'll be so confident in Justin Fields that that's going to be a no-brainer. You drive down, you try to score. It's okay. At this stage of his development, when you're trying to build confidence and you're trying to build a winning camaraderie, taking the easy way out. Not necessarily my way, but I understand the decision. And Matt Eberflus is at the podium right now talking about a victory because he played it close to the vest. So we can be upset, and we can be like, what was he doing? We don't get this. It doesn't matter. We got the victory, and that is the most important thing. Now let's look again. This team in the second half has been playing so well. You have to love the effort in the second half, what they've been able to do. It seems like in all three games this season, including last week against the Packers, they allowed just 3 points in the second half. They have done a great job of making those second half adjustments. Khalil Herbert running like a maniac. And by the way, fantasy-wise, you might want to pick up Khalil Herbert. That might be the move this week. The Bears did everything that they needed to do. And it's exactly what we need to do at this stage of Justin Fields' development. It hasn't been pretty, and he's made some terrible throws. And there's a couple of interceptions that leave you shaking your head, like, what is this guy doing? But at the same time, Peyton Manning set an NFL record for interceptions as a rookie. I'm not going to get worked up about the interceptions. There are some questionable, there's some missed blocks and missed opportunities. This team is still a work in progress, okay? This team is not expected to be challenging for the NFC title. So what I love to see is the effort that was going on. Look at Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith looks like he's back and he's ready to play, and he's playing for a big-time contract. He went out there and he did what he had to do. And by the way, I know there's a lot of people who were freaking out. They thought that the Bears called the timeout with 18 seconds left on fourth down. It was funny because we had a group here. By the way, we're at Rip Beer Company in Huntington Beach, California. We had a nice crowd, and I'll tell you about that later. But listen, the Bears did everything correct. We can sit again. If you want to get into the mix, you want to get into the play calling, you want to get into why are they throwing bubble screens on third and 18, why are they seemingly giving up when it seems like they shouldn't be? The fact of the matter is they did everything correctly. And you know why I can tell you that? Because they won the football game. Exactly. Go out, let your defense, which is far more talented, the talented part of the ball, they can go out there and get things done. And that's exactly what happened. Matt Eberflus and Luke Getsy, they're calling it right. I'm not saying they don't make mistakes. I'm not saying everything's perfect. But I'm saying to win games, and let's be honest, we're evenly matched against the Houston Texans. Okay? The Houston Texans made the mistakes. The Chicago Bears did not, forcing turnovers. And by the way, we recover a couple of fumbles. This is a blowout. This goes the other way in a huge number. So whatever petty little thing, we'll break it down. But what I want you to do right now, enjoy the victory. Go out there, enjoy this victory. It's well-deserved. It's well-earned. It was a hard-fought W against a team that's evenly matched, maybe at the same part of their development as each other. Former coach. Oh, I'm excited about this. So go out and celebrate and do your thing. By the way, I wanted to let everybody know, we're at Rip Beer Company in Huntington Beach, California. We had a young lady who walked in who was wearing a Khalil Mack jersey. And so she comes walking in, and I go, hey, welcome. And she's like, hey, good guy. And she walks, and she sits away from us. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I almost embarrassed myself. I was trying to be nice. She's holding a baby. I didn't want to be the guy like try to engage her too much, because I don't want her to be looking at her man and be like, look at this guy, this creep. He's over here hitting on me while I've got a baby. Like, I didn't want to do that. She was here with us. She was here because of the Sick Podcast. And I'm like, oh, like, why? And after the game, she came, we took a photo. You can see it on my Instagram stories. I'm like, why didn't you tell me you were here as part of us? We would have invited you over. We have a huge spread. But in any event, thanks to everybody who came down to Rip Beer Company. We'll be here next week against the New York Giants. We're not going to likely be the national game. So if you're in Huntington Beach, or if you're in all of Southern California, you're welcome to come down here and be with us. I just implore everybody, enjoy the game. I know, listen, we'll go through We'll watch the All-22s. We can nitpick things. We can be upset about what happened at the end of the second half. But the fact remains, the Bears are 2-1. And when the Packers get their ass kicked by the Buccaneers, we're going to be tied for the division lead with the Lions. Nobody saw that coming. So enjoy it now. Have a good time. And Sammy, go ahead and play us out. Let's go celebrate. Let's go have a good time.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube,
Instagram,
Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. Brought to you by Underdog Fantasy and Air Pura.